we are so excited to have two special guests in the studio. We have Assistant Executive Director Christy Walsh. Christy, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too. And we have Ryan Katz, Creative Specialist for the State Fair. This is so exciting. There's so much food here. The State Fair is awesome. I encourage everyone to go there. Christy, why don't you tell the audience the hours and what they can expect at the State Fair?
Well, weekends we open at 10 a.m. Weekdays we open at 12 noon. We run through November 2nd, and we're open Wednesdays through Sundays.
Wow.
So the weather has just turned beautiful.
Nice weather.
So it cannot be a better time to come out to the fair.
And you have some good talent tonight, for example.
Oh, yeah. We've got John Fogerty
tonight.
Oh, yeah. The lineup this year is really phenomenal. Fifth Harmonies on Sunday.
Wow.
We've got Bare Naked Ladies coming up.
Wow, so that's exciting. And it's open till what time at night?
You know what? It varies depending how busy it is. You know, if guests are out there having fun, we want to let them.
Wow, that's very flexible. Very cool.
Yeah, we try to be very flexible.
And you know what's impressive?
What?
That you have done this 17 years.
Yeah.
You look so young. You must have started really young. How do you do that?
Thank you so much. Good beauty products.
Very good.
And fair food. It's good for your skin.
Nope.
Well,
you rub it on your skin?
Well, it ends up all over your skin.
That's right. Why don't we describe what we have and then see who's daring to eat what's called the chocolate scorpion, I believe, and alligator bites.
Yeah. Well, we'll start. We've got a great stand at the fair. It's all about bacon.
It's
it's the rage.
Bacon's good.
Yeah. So we have cheesy bacon bombs, which is jack cheese wrapped in biscuit dough and bacon deep fried. Those are delicious.
Yes.
We also have beer battered bacon wrapped turkey leg. It's the size of your head. You literally have two sticks that you hold it with. It's so huge.
But what if you have an ego the size of two heads? No, I'm just
Then you might need to get two.
Yeah. That looks delicious. I got to say, everyone turn away. I want to take that.
Yeah. Okay. We have deep fried watermelon, which is really, it's light and it's refreshing.
And you have a little raspberry and powder on it
or something? Cherry sauce and some things. And we also have deep fried pineapple from Cardinelli Pizza. So it's a great... It's a great food. We also have bacon wrapped corn dog, deep fried.
That's probably good too.
Totally good.
That looks like it's foot long at least.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Everything at the fair is bigger than life. We also have a bacon wrapped deep fried churro with Jack Daniels.
Yum.
So Jack that's
Daniels.
Really good.
That's right. I heard about the drunken churro.
Yeah, it is a drunken churro. It's so good. It's very sweet, very rich. You're going to want to split it and share it with friends. We also have alligator bites.
Yes.
So it's alligator deep fried.
And a scorpion deal.
And a chocolate covered scorpion. Always a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Unique to Arizona, I'd say.
Do you have to eat it quick before it stings you? Or what?
The stinger's removed. It's
food
grade, yeah.
What is food grade? You were explaining off the air a little bit. Is it you grow it yourself? I mean, you raise them yourself or something?
Yeah, basically means you can't pick one up off the road, chop off its stinger and eat it. It's not recommended.
No.
They farm raise them.
They farm raise them.
For food products. So you've seen the lollipops with scorpions in them. It's like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can eat that stuff?
And the lollipops, the lollipops with the worms in them. The tequila with the worms.
Oh, I've heard the tequila. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So it's just clean. They, you know, you're staying disease-free, if you will. And
so that's
like
sort of cool. So. Is that a delicacy in certain parts
of Arizona?
I think at the Arizona State Fair, it's a delicacy. It's great to challenge your friends, video it, and put it on Facebook.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. You've heard of the, what was it, the ice challenge? This will be the scorpion challenge.
I think it's important to note that if you aren't as daring, there are plenty of other options out there at the fair as well.
Plenty.
I mean, I have great memories of Indian fry bread every time I went to the Arizona State Fair
That's
when I was young.
Right. And the Texas donut?
Yeah,
is
big as your head. Oh, of course.
That's a maple syrup, bacon, and a big
donut.
Well,
we have that, too. The Texas donut's a regular glazed donut, big as your head.
Oh, wow. Unless you have an eagle. I said that joke already.
And then they have some of those with cherry icing that also have pop rocks on the top of it,
which I hear is
kind of an explosive experience in your mouth.
That's true, and it's retro 1983.
Really?
I'm an 80s girl.
Me too. Yeah, there's so many great, wacky fair foods. I mean, the fair industry really created deep fried on a stick, so you could walk around
and
see stuff and eat, you know, look like a caveman.
Is that when you market this, I'm sure you're part of the marketing effort, is that what you market as the food or the rides or the whole experience?
You know, there's literally something for everyone at the State Fair. So there are a lot of foodies, and we're starting to become known for our food. Minnesota Nice. State Fair is all about the food.
Is that right?
That's all you hear about. Our fair food is one of the top three reasons why people come. Yeah, we're totally trying to let our vendors innovate as much as possible because
Very cool.
because of things like this. People love to try wacky, weird stuff mm-hmm. once a year.
Are there new foods coming out every year?
Yeah, absolutely.
And next year, any surprises, you think?
They are working on some things, and they will not share that information until
yeah.
next year.
You know, it's definitely worth getting out there. So,
but before we get to that, I also want to get to the rides because I know there, you know, the fair is a family
oh, yeah.
event. There's a lot of rides out there. I mean, I remember always going down that big slide.
Yep.
And I mean, so tell us about some of the most exciting rides out there this year.
Well, we have a few new rides this year, and one of them, I love it. It's called OMG. And I always tell people it is what it says. It's
oh
crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's getting really great reviews. But, you know, eat lightly before the ride.
Oh, and then load up after.
Load up after because it is crazy.
Can you describe what that ride is?
OMG? You turn in multiple ways in multiple directions. Oh. It's hard to act it out with my hands.
Worse than the zipper?
I think so. Yeah. Not yeah. Worse. Although the zipper's weird for its own special reason. The enclosed
I love the
area
zipper.
That freaks me out. But
wow.
Yeah, it's great. We've also got, you know, a Pelican Splash, which is a little kid's log flume ride. And,
oh, fun.
And a new Galaxy Coaster. So new roller coaster, which is always really fun. But the rides are great. I mean, RCS does a great job with those. Top-notch safety record. And I ride almost all of those rides.
Is that right?
Except the really crazy ones.
What's your favorite?
I like Mach 1.
And what is that?
Mach 1's awesome. You're kind of like sitting on the end of an arm of a giant crane, and your car, there's two on each side of you, you know, two on each side, and then so there's four on each end of the crane, spins around about 62 miles an hour, I think, and then as you go over the top, the momentum pulls your car up over water, and you go forwards and backwards. And it's really fun because sometimes it feels like you're flying towards the pavement.
And you're a daredevil.
But I don't like to spin.
No?
I'm not a spinny person.
So. Ryan, how about you? Do you like those rides?
I get motion sick, so I try to stay away from them. I do love the Ferris wheel, though, overlooking all the lights. It's
beautiful.
That's sort
of cool.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be sort of nice at night or in the daytime.
Yeah, even in the daytime. You can see Phoenix in the,
yeah.
in the distance. And
Very
yeah,
cool.
Gorgeous.
Well, and that's the largest traveling Ferris wheel in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, is that right?
So it's really high. It's beautiful. It's enclosed, so you feel okay. And it's just gorgeous.
First, Christy, what's your favorite food at the fair?
I think my favorite food at the State Fair, I would say it's kind of under the radar. It's kind of quiet. You don't hear about it. But I do love the deep-fried Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, nice.
Bacon-wrapped
or not bacon-wrapped, no. either way, super delicious because it just gets gooey and yummy and just mushes in there, and it's
melts
so
in your
good.
Mouth somewhat?
So, yeah, exactly. It's so good.
Melts
you
in the
weren't
fryer.
Here earlier, but that was number one on my list.
Oh,
she loves that.
So good.
Nice. And Ryan, your favorite food?
My favorite was probably the bacon-battered corn dog.
Oh,
yeah, that sounds good.
Absolutely
though.
Delicious. A little sweet and savory. I usually put mustard on my corn dogs, but this one doesn't even need it at all.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's just nice and salty, and it's absolutely delicious.
Wow. Now, every day, I mean, I guess you're there when the fair is open, both of you, obviously. So, what do you eat the most of? Your favorites, or do you every day eat fair food?
No. If you work there, we're 18 days. If we ate fair food every
that would be a
day,
lot.
18 days, it's kind of rough on your stomach.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fair is a great time to splurge once a year, twice a year.
Yeah.
So I hit up the kettle corn because
that's
a little
too,
lighter.
Though.
And I love popcorn, so it's a little healthier.
But I bet you're both really busy, though.
Yeah, we're running around non-stop. Like chickens with our heads cut off most of the time. But
from opening day to closing night.
But that's why we can occasionally eat cheesy bacon bombs, and it doesn't show.
Yeah, see, that's sort of cool. I do want to make one observation. Ryan sounds like Eric, and Eric sounds like Ryan.
Really?
Right? Say that again, Eric. Say really.
Really?
See?
Oh, well. Nah, I don't think so.
Twins.
I don't know. We could interchange them.
There you go.
Well, I think that, you know, anything you consume during October through December, it doesn't add to anything.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Kind of
it's
like
next
perfect
3 months,
time.
We're just going to, And then once also in February, on February 14th. I don't know why, but that's just.
Yeah, what is that, February 14th?
I don't know. But you can eat anything. It doesn't matter.
I don't know that date.
But, you know, we're going to eat anything, and it's not going to matter either.
What do you you want to start with?
Well, I know that she was really interested in this deep-fried pineapple and deep-fried watermelon.
And here she goes. She's picking up. You had me
at
Sherry.
She's taking a bite out of it. And
it's a big bite.
That's a big. Oh, there's none left for anyone else.
Juicy.
Wow.
Oh, it's so juicy.
Is that the watermelon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's
sugar.
Interesting that I didn't expect?
Yeah.
The watermelon is cool and juicy.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't know how they do that, but that's what people like about it. It's still cool and light and refreshing.
Who's next?
Okay.
I'm going to pull off a piece of the pineapple here.
Ooh, here we go.
If it's possible.
He's going to start eating the deep-fried pineapple.
Oh, looks
big
like a
bite.
Donut.
Big bite. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
bigger
there
than
you
that.
Go. That
how
was
it?
I respect
juicy.
That.
All right, I'm going to try the watermelon. Here we go.
Back to the watermelon.
Deep bite. You got it all over yourself.
Yeah.
It's dripping everywhere. Oh, my God. That is really good, though.
Yeah, and it's still juicy.
That is. It is very juicy and very light. I could see how people could really eat that for dessert.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, or
it's
just
relatively
as
healthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is pineapple?
And I just had
the pineapple.
And it is very juicy.
Here we go.
And delicious.
Oh, you want to go? And Greg is now trying the deep fried watermelon. He's eating it. I'm going for the pineapple.
And what stand is that at? Where?
That's at Cardinelli's stand.
Cardinelli's.
Yeah,
Cardinelli's.
Just south of the grandstand. Yep.
I like both of them. Next, we have, what is that called?
I would recommend the cheesy bacon bombs.
Cheesy bacon bombs. And this
oh, they're
do
so
these
good.
At the same time. You know, so we're not.
Okay.
So good.
Now, this is bacon wrap over some type of dough.
So there's jack cheese wrapped in a biscuit dough, wrapped in bacon, and deep fried.
Nice. And go!
Oh, wow. You hear everyone munching.
Oh,
see, this
wow.
is the one time you can eat on the air, Eric. And it's okay.
This
I do every
is
day.
Fantastic.
Every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Sure, the crispy crunch of the bacon with the salt, the cheese, makes this as a most unusual flavor, but excellent.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It hits the spot.
It's really good.
Wow,
really
look at that. Bacon. I did spill all over.
You powdered sugar everywhere. Awesome.
They're going to say, did you go to the fair today, Dave? And you're going to, no, the fair came to me.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what we try to do
this
here.
I could see why you like this for breakfast.
It's really good.
Yeah. This is excellent.
Nice and hearty.
And where is this from? I'm sorry.
That is from Bacon Affair, just
Bacon
west
Fair.
Of the Coliseum. You can't miss it. I don't
all right,
know
let's see you guys.
Who's doing the alligator bites?
Right.
You
someone's
will do
gotta
the alligator
try
bites.
This.
I can do it. Okay, yeah. I have to admit, this is the second time I've eaten alligator.
Oh, you have?
But this is so much more tender.
Oh, oh good.
Yeah, nice. In the past, my only complaint was that it was very chewy.
Yeah.
This is
good,
excellent.
Huh?
Go
great.
For seconds now, huh?
Wow, Greg really likes it. He's going to order from McDonald's alligator bites. Okay.
Me too.
Can't
yummy,
get that
yummy,
in,
yummy.
At McDonald's. And Ryan's going for alligator. How do you like it?
I couldn't stop myself. This is phenomenal.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. It hits the spot.
All right, fine. I'll try it.
Did we say where this one was from? I'm sorry.
This one is
Amazon.
From...
a swamp in Florida.
Yeah.
Wells Concessions.
Wells Concessions. Yes, yes, yes.
It's not bad. You're right.
And,
that's really
and
good.
Wells
good.
Concessions, that's the one that has a lot of the, like, dare foods, right?
Oh.
Aren't they the ones that
they,
have a lot
they
of
they have
the
scorpion as well.
Ah.
So, yes. Yeah. Right. Bacon wrap churro. We'll jump into
yeah.
dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I was told that you have to hold both of them together and dip it in and then take a bite.
Oh, is that
that's
how
the best
works?
Way to do it. Kind of a banana split type thing. So if you guys, I don't know who's going to be daring enough to do so.
Here we go.
Bacon wrap Jack Daniel's churro.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very sweet, very rich. Probably want to split an order with your friends and family.
And this is bacon wrapped churro.
Yes.
Yep. Jack Daniel's
with
sauce.
Jack Daniel's sauce.
This might be my favorite so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Very good.
Winner, winner.
Hear that. Listen to that crunch.
Wow.
Amazing.
Corn dog.
All right, let's
give it a shot. Go
for the corn
ladies
dog.
That looks very sinful.
Yes,
it does. With bacon. Wow, this looks really good. Here we go.
Wow,
that's
good.
Oh, that is good. Wow, that is very delicious too. Mm-hmm. I gotta
what
say.
I was gonna say is it's large enough that it's a full meal.
Yes,
it is a full meal. Yeah. You know, I was thinking of that. That would be.
Oh, we have the
yeah, what
bacon
are those?
Wrapped
there
jalapenos.
We go.
Oh yeah, try
bacon
that.
Bacon wrapped jalapenos.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, so they like it.
It's a jalapeno popper.
Yep.
Yes, bacon wrapped jalapeno popper with cream cheese.
There's some cream cheese in there.
All right, so we try the turkey leg.
Sure.
That looks like we'll need a crane to lift this up.
Yeah, it weighs about 1,000 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, this is huge.
Good luck with that.
I know. Have you tried? You've tried this?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wow, where do I start, you think?
It's difficult. You have to work your way in.
Really?
Yeah, just go for it.
Okay, I'm going to work my way in on this one. This is a turkey leg. Bacon-wrapped turkey leg. Beer battered.
Beer battered, yep.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
It's an alliteration.
It's
it looks like how caveman-esque of you.
Wow.
Food good.
This is really amazing.
The other half's on his shirt.
And this is from the Bacon Affair again.
Yes, yep.
That is fantastic.
Sounds like the Bacon Affair is the place to be.
You can just bacon your way through the fair.
That truly is phenomenal.
It's great.
I mean, turkey legs by themselves are great, but when you add the beer batter and the bacon,
thank you,
makes it even more phenomenal. And here goes Joseph.
Oh, wow.
I taste the beer in that. That's good.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's our victim? Who's
gonna
eat? Who would love to eat a bug right now?
We're going to do a play-by-play. Greg and Joseph are splitting the chocolate scorpion. Greg's going to eat the upper half. Joseph is going to eat the lower half.
Hey.
All right, here we go.
Oh, you got the pincher side.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He actually ate it. Everyone, Greg just ate a chocolate-covered scorpion.
He's licking his fingers.
Wow, and he's turning into a bug.
He just threw it all in there.
And Joseph is eating the other half of the scorpion.
Does that taste like chicken, too?
Okay, so, Greg, how would you describe this particular chocolate-covered scorpion?
It tastes exactly like a chocolate-covered scorpion.
Oh, I didn't know
what you'd expect.
That was amazing.
Like raisinettes, or
yeah, a little different, but
oh wow,
yeah, kind of like that
with a bite to it. Okay,
raisinettes are chewy, not crunchy, baby.
Oh, that's
it has
right.
a little bit of a aftertaste with the chocolate, but a good aftertaste though.
Was it?
I recommend it.
Crunchy,
very crunchy.
Oh, it was crunchy.
Absolutely.
So scorpions are crunchy.
They are.
I never
a little
knew that.
Crunchier than the grasshoppers. Yeah.
Oh, better than the grass. How about the snails?
I don't know about that.
Oh, so Joseph, how would you describe this chocolate covered scorpion?
I don't think I can describe it. I think that I've got to have people go out there to the Arizona State Fair and try it for themselves.